cumbia de la noche.
Take it away.
Welcome to Building Bridges. I'm Sebi.
And I'm Dave.
And this is a Eurovision podcast for the rest of us. Today we build a bridge to Montenegro because Monte Song, the first national final of this season of 2025, I still can't believe it, is right ahead, right on its way. And
I'm trying to think the last time a country had a national final so early. And all that comes to mind, I have this memory. The very first year I started watching national finals, 2015, I remember North Macedonia, I think, having one really early. The Autumn Leaves guy, do you remember him?
Yes, Daniel, of course.
Yes, I remember that being super early. But hey, we don't mind. There's nothing wrong with a national final to ease us back into the season after what was a very stressful Eurovision in Malmö.
And also last year, Slimane just randomly dropped his Eurovision song in like November. But like, I think that was even earlier. But
yeah, I feel like the French won't do that again this year. And here's the big question. I mean, we're almost at multi-song, but there was a big event over the weekend. Sebi, did you watch the Junior Eurovision Song Contest?
Of course. And I'm trying not to get into it too deep. You know, my motto is, you know, let the kids have fun. But like every year, I'm shocked by the amount of adults in the audience. You know, there's not a single child in that audience. And then also the disrespect of the Spanish fans, you know, who boo children and shout boring, you know, and it's literal like 30-year-olds.
Okay, I missed that. I did have it on. Just as it started, I got a phone call and ended up pretty much watching the whole thing on mute. So I saw some of it, but I didn't hear all of it. I heard at the end the recap a little bit. The girl from Portugal sounded great.
Yeah.
So I was a little bit surprised at Georgia's win. But hey, Tbilisi 2025. Maybe we can get a seat sale and go.
Yes, I would love to go to Georgia.
Yeah, me
and,
too.
I think, you know, overall it was a pretty good year, you know, standard-wise. Like both Georgia and Portugal had amazing voices. Overall, it's the same as pretty much every year. Like, I enjoy watching it, but I'm always, you know, I try to stay as low profile as possible in the social media world because there's literal adults writing hate comments about children, and I'm not a big fan of that.
And speaking of social media, what a good time to plug our socials, at Building Bridges Pod, especially on Instagram, where we just posted a new calendar, a visual calendar, so you can keep track of all of the national finals, the quarterfinals, semifinals, del tävling, all of those are there. And of course, if the flag is glowing, you know it's an actual selection. So our first one isn't that far away. It's Wednesday, the 27th, and that's why we're here today.
Yes, we talked to lovely Giorgia, who is one of the finalists of Monte Song 2024, it is technically, even though it's 2025 season. It's like Vic, you know, every year you get confused with the year and for which year it's supposed to be. But yeah, their neighbors did it in a similar fashion. And we talked to Giorgia, who has, in my opinion, and I'm not just saying that because we talked to her, the most beautiful song of this lineup, you know. This is, you know, a very sweet, a very simple, like, fairy tale ballad. And Giorgia explained a lot about the background of this song and what she's going to do on stage. And I think,
and how to pronounce her name properly, which was very important.
Yes. So let's hear it from Giorgia.
Hi, everyone. I'm Giorgia. I'm a piano teacher and also a choir teacher. And I'm a singer from Kotor, Montenegro. And hi, everyone. I'm one of the finalists of Monte Song 2024, and I'm really excited about 27th of November.
Wonderful. Yes, I can imagine. So yes, first things really first, Giorgia, we have to pronounce your name correctly. Giorgia, that's right.
Yes, Yes.
Georgia. I saw a lot of comments about it, you know, because in parts outside of the Balkan, it's not very common, this spelling,
yeah,
you know.
It's not. And I was wrong when I was applying because J as a letter, you don't have that letter. So you can you can write my name as DJ, you are DJA.
Yes, that's your Zoom name here as well.
Yeah. Yes. So now, from now on, I'm Durda for everyone because of that letter. Yeah. But it's okay.
Perfect. Yeah, we just wanted to make sure before we kept going because Durda didn't seem right.
Yeah. No, Durda is right.
Yeah. That was much better.
But it's okay, really. I'm really... So I don't know. I'm so excited and I'm so very thankful for being here for being a part of Montesong and maybe Eurosong. Well, we'll see.
Yes.
Yeah. So that leads us into our next question. So you're not overly well known outside of the Balkans. So you mentioned a little bit already. You teach piano. You have a background in that. So how did or basically, what was your journey to Montesong? So what's your background in music and some of your influences?
Okay, I'm I was part of a band named The Grupa, but also I work with a lot of musicians here in Montenegro. And I'm known here for my gigs because I sing everywhere in Montenegro. Podgorica, Nikšić, Kotor, Tivat, almost every city. pretty long time I'm in music business, 10 years, almost 10 years. I have two songs, Zaljubljena and Premalo, and this is my third song, To ljubav je, my third song.
Yeah. What made you apply for Montesong? Did somebody else like approach you or was it your own decision to enter this song?
Yes, well, I was thinking about, but I wasn't sure about that. But I saw Kristina Kovac is someone who is, she's an author of this song. And I really loved her father. And his music and also her music. She was very popular in 1990s, a little girl. And she has her band with her sister, K2, Kadva. And I was really, I loved her music. So she wrote something that she wanted to... write song for someone from Montenegro. She loved my voice and my emotion. At that time I was in Kotor and she was at Hvar in the songwriting camp, and she asked me to go there and to record the song for me. So
but it was her idea, it was not your first idea.
Well and her and mine
together.
I was really I really love Eurovision, you know, and I watch it almost every year. But I don't know. I was just imagining myself on that stage and how it would be so wonderful if I go there. But when it comes to this, I wasn't sure. I am ready for that kind of stuff because I singing a very very long time. But you know, I want to have a perfect song, a perfect everything, mm-hmm. something that is really mine. I'm so thankful for. Hvala njoj, because she really writes a song that is wonderful. I'm co-writing in lyrics. I don't know how to say that.
Yeah.
But you understand what I'm going to say.
Yes, of course.
What I was trying to say. So I write the lyrics as well. And so that's my song about my life, about my two loves, and one that is toxic and one that I'm enjoying right now. So
yeah, this is actually what we were wondering about, because of course, like, we don't speak the language. We only, you know,
and what
get the feeling from the music. But like, yeah, what do the lyrics mean?
Yes, this is song like a wonderful huge hug, if you know what I mean, love hug.
Yeah. Because,
in the first verse, I'm singing about toxic love, which causes us restlessness and unease, even when it ends. And it was hard for me when I was through that. And the other love, the one that nurtures us and helps us grow and embraces us like in such a beautiful, wonderful way and teaches us to be ourselves, to be authentic. That's a love that I was singing about. So this is a really pure, gentle, emotional love song. And I'm really thankful for how the public audience reacts on this song. And I hope that you like it too.
Yes, we do. That was like my impression, you know, it's so gentle, you know, as you said, and it's a very, you know, in this lineup, there's many, you know, either like harder songs, you know, there's rock and then the ballads are like the power ballads, and yours really stands out because it's very gentle and very, you know, warm and loving.
I wanted that people or listeners to feel that emotion even if they don't know what am I saying.
Yes.
What am I singing about? But just to feel that warm inside them and just to feel, I don't know, to feel spectacular maybe and wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I can't wait to go back and listen to it, knowing this now and trying and hear it in the song. Because, again, you help us with the language barrier, because I think we've had songs in Eurovision before with Ljubav in it. I think it means that's love, right?
Love.
So we were wondering, is it like of a person, or maybe, because I read that you're from Kotor, and I've been to Kotor, and it's so beautiful. Maybe it was, you know, that's where I bought this lovely flag too behind me. It's Montenegro.
Yeah, I saw that. I was thinking, oh, maybe he knows my language, or maybe.
No, it was from a beautiful vacation a long time ago. But yeah, so we were wondering about the song, and you already, like, you're so good, you already answered the next question. We were going to ask you about the camp in Hvar, which is another beautiful place.
Yes.
I understand now why all these Balkan ballads are so beautiful, because you're just surrounded by the nicest scenery and the nicest surroundings. Yes. So it's so beautiful. And so obviously you had a good experience with Christina in the camp.
Yes, amazing. With Christina, also Jonas Jensen from Norvegia, and Oliver Patoška from Hungary.
Yeah. So was that your first ever songwriting camp? Is that something you like to do?
Yes. Yes. I want to do that again because I'm really amazed when you're there. You really, if you don't usually someone who write songs or you are not a composer, but when you go there, you will write something, you will compose something. It is really wonderful how people can pull out something from you that you don't even know that is in you. So that is a really wonderful experience, and I would love to do that again, and I hope that I will.
Yes, I'm pretty sure you will. But did you go to this camp already with Monte's song in mind?
Yes, of course, of course. For Monte's song, for Euro song in mind.
Yes.
So people go at that kind of songwriting camps to write song for vision. So
and it's from different countries too, or was it just from Croatia and Montenegro, or was it international?
And international. Europe. I don't know, Norvegia, Sweden. Croatia as well. I was the only one from Montenegro, but from Hungary, from, I don't know, Spanish people, I don't know, but Norwegia and Sweden, I'm sure about that.
Yeah,
you say Eurovision, you'll find a Swede or somebody from Norway, they'll pop up really quickly.
Yes.
Everywhere. Yes, I really love, I adore that song from Norway. I'm in love with a fairy tale, even though it hurts. Or something like that.
That's it. That's very good, yeah.
Adore that song. That's my favorite song.
Aw, wonderful. Well, maybe you will join him as a Eurovision winner very soon.
Well, maybe. We'll see. I have a lot of plans. If I win the Monte Song Fest, we will surely record something again. This song, maybe with the whole orchestra. I would love that, really.
Yes.
Maybe in Montenegrin language.
Yes. I'm singing in my language, so definitely. But maybe in Italian and Spanish, because a guy. Yesterday I saw my first cover of my song, first Spanish cover, and I'm absolutely amazed by that cover. And wow. I heard how it sounds in Spanish. I was, oh my God, I must do that. I must sing in Spanish and also Italian and of course English. So we'll see.
Yeah, I think that will suit really well, you know. Spanish and Italian are also very harmonic languages. They would fit very well to your song. Yeah.
Yes, Spanish. I love Spanish language because it's so good for love songs.
Yes, that's true.
It has something melodic when they speak.
Yes, that's true. So how is the mood right now in Montenegro and with the broadcast? You know, Montenegro has been returning to Eurovision. They missed out on 2 years and now they are back. And I feel like, you know, they're really ready for it because, you know, it's already November. They started, you know, with revealing the song. So how was your impression? How was it to work with the broadcaster and all these people?
It's really wonderful. I think they all... couldn't wait for this to happen, I think, because it's really I love festivals because you can really express your everything that you have. We have so much talented people who can write lyrics and who can write music and sings perfectly, and this is something that Montenegro needs. So this is wonderful, and of course Eurovision and that chance to present your country, yourself, your musicians and everyone, because Eurovision is a most prestige contest in Europe, and it's really who go there. I really think that it's amazing for any one of us. It's amazing. So sorry, I don't know how to express my feelings.
No, it's perfectly clear. Yeah.
So I'm trying. I don't use English. I sing in English and watch television and movies without title, but I don't use it. That is why I'm bad.
No, you're not bad. You're doing very well.
Okay.
Dave is the native speaker and he understands you fine, right?
Oh, 100%.
that is important. So.
Now, when
it is wonderful that is happening to us, to Montenegro, for now, after two years of
pause.
After a 2 year gap, for sure. So the next big question that fans and viewers look forward to not only is the song part, obviously, and we know we've heard the song already. It's incredible. Your vocals are amazing. The big unknown is what will it look like. So did you have a lot of say in that yourself? Does the broadcaster step in and help? Like how, especially where you have a ballad and there are other ballads, how are you going to help Tolu Ljubavljeh kind of stand out amongst the others?
You mean on stage?
On stage.
Yeah. Like what will it look like? How does that get decided?
Yes, okay. I have my own art director. And I'm practicing with him and Christina. He's Milan Pajic. He's from Belgrade. Mm-hmm. And we were called to all together. And we think about this performance that less is more.
Yes,
so you can imagine what we are preparing you. So I really have a nice dress that really look like a princess.
Beautiful.
Disney princess. Really look like a costume, not a dress. I'm not having a dress like haute couture, but I have a theater dress. Okay.
Ooh, like nice.
Like a little theater. And so we'll see. Less is more. Less is more. But it would be perfect.
Yes, but now that you say that, and I hope you take that as a compliment, but I also got like a little bit of Disney vibes from the song, you know? It's very like, you know, fairy tale like.
Yes, it's like a fairy tale. And that is what people tell me these days. So am I saying it right?
Yes.
Okay, they are really enchanted about this song, and that is like princess or like Disney, like okay, we didn't create it in that kind of direction, but that is what it is. So I'm fine with that because I really love Disney. I love cartoons and I love that kind of music. And I think that in this world and in the internet and everything that is surround us how can I say udaljavan us, alienate us, alienate.
Yeah,
this song is something that will bring us together again.
Yeah.
In love and to dance and to, I don't know, feel some old emotions that is inside, but you don't know.
It's perfect for Eurovision because the slogan is united by music, and that's literally what you're doing.
Yes, I that as well. Thank you so much. I think that that's exactly what I have in mind. Yeah, music unites us. And it is. I don't know. I really love my song, and it's not pretentious. We didn't want that. We want a simple but pure and strong emotion, without any without a vocal who's singing. Maybe more grandiose or something. Just to be there, easy to feel and to engage you,
yes,
in some kind of beautiful way.
Yes, that's what fits to the song.
Yes, I think that too.
Yeah,
that's like a fairy tale from Norwegian. So
yes,
I love that. And many people told me about the guy who won the Eurovision 2017, Salvador. Yes. Yes, and they told me, he was so simple in his performance, but so emotional.
Exactly. And
told me like you that my friend showed me that performance. Said, this is you, this can be you. Oh my God. Maybe we'll see.
Yeah, especially if there's a lineup, you know, where everyone is like fireworks and dancing, and more the simple acts are the ones that stand out. Yeah.
Yes. Maybe for Eurovision, we'll see. Now we're preparing something, and for that, maybe more.
Yeah.
So Montesong is about a week away now, obviously, and Montenegro is not a big country. So I'm sure you already know some of the other artists that are going to compete against you. Do you have any other friends that are you may be going to compete against? Have you heard the other songs? Does anything stand out to you that you like? Or are you just kind of focused and trying to block everything else out and just focus on yourself?
No, I heard all songs. They're my colleagues. I love them all. I love all songs. Every performer have something unique. So the songs have something unique. Every song. has something unique, and that is beautiful because every one of us has their own audience and someone who is really support us, and that is, I think, that is wonderful. I have some maybe favorites, favorite songs, but I will not tell you because they're all my colleagues, so I will save that just for me. But I love that. Yes, I agree that have many ballads, but heavy metal, rock, funky. We have something.
A variety.
Yes, a variety.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, when you think, well, again, thanks to Eurovision, when I think Balkan music, the first thing I think of is a beautiful Balkan ballad anyway. So I'm not surprised that there are a lot of ballads this year in Monte Song. I can't wait.
Yes, I'm not surprised neither because we are surrounded by beautiful mountains and beautiful sea, and everything is emotional. That's it.
Yes. So, well, the next question you've answered as well, that you're a big Eurovision fan and that Fairy Tale is your favorite song. So what would it mean to you to be on that big stage yourself and perform for your country?
Well, that would be really, I don't know. I don't know. When I think about that it might, yeah, it could be real. Yeah. I'm so amazed by that. And I'm imagining how it would be to be on that wonderful, huge stage. And that really, really huge audience as well. And my heart's starting to pump, 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 pump. But I think that would be really and wonderful and amazing and a great experience. And I would really love that sometime. If not now, then really sometime. Maybe next time or now. But I would really love that. Yeah, I think it's important for all of performers to be just once on that stage. So I also love ABBA, don't forget, please. I also love Waterloo. Yes, I also Waterloo. And Fred Kai from last year, I was really moved by his performance. Mm. I love French people on the stage because they are less is more. They are all about that. Less
yes, that's right.
What day. So, yes.
That so you already hinted that you have some ideas for after Monte Song. So do you have any big plans, any concerts, any tours maybe around the Balkans? Are you allowed to say yet, or are you going to keep it a secret until after Monte Song?
Well, I already have some gigs in December, and of course I would like to have some more gigs because I really, really love my audience, and I love to sing to people. I really love music, and you can see when I'm performing live, you will see that because I really know how to engage people. I think I really know that. Yeah. I have magical, you will see.
Well, we hope you have a big gig booked in Switzerland in May. That would be fantastic.
Yes.
That would be fantastic. And I hope so. And please wish me luck.
But well, for sure, we won't have to wait so long because Monte Song is really, really close now. And we cannot wait to see you on the stage and to support you. Unfortunately, we cannot vote, but like our listeners might vote, you know, from Montenegro. So do you have like maybe some final words or a message to our listeners and to all the Eurovision fans?
To all the Eurovision fans, I have something important to say. Vote for love. Embrace love. Love is everything. Love is life. Without love, we don't live. So vote for me and support me if I go to Eurovision, if I go.
Yes, wonderful.
And if you do, we'll talk again for sure.
Yes.
Sorry?
If you end up in Basel, if you end up going to Eurovision, we'll see you again for sure. We'll talk again.
Yes, again.
Mm. Time to celebrate.
Yes. But we'll keep in touch and don't give up on your dream anyway, for sure. And we will see you maybe this year, and if not, then next year on the Eurovision stage for Montenegro, for sure.
Next time for sure.
Yes, Montenegro has to stay. They can't go again every year.
Yes.
Every year. That's what I'm saying too. Yes. Every year. We must do this every year. We really yes. must. Thank you so much.
One more time, thank you to Giorgia and our first interview of the 2025 season.
Yeah, you keep saying that. It's not registering that we're talking about Switzerland and we're talking about 2025. Like, the decade is half over. Sebi, what's going on? I can't.
Well, not half over yet, but we're in the middle.
Whatever. Yeah. Close enough.
Yeah.
But it's still going. It's like we blinked and we were in Malmö and now here we are. You know, it's almost Christmas. We're getting ready for a new national final season. I mean, I'm sure we'll blink again and it'll be Merry Fickmas. And yeah, it's slowly starting. But at the end of January, things are going to get really, really intense. We've got within a week, Luxembourg, Spain, Slovenia and Belgium picking in a 7-day span. So it's gonna not be so quiet very soon.
And we already got the names for Belgium, Luxembourg and Spain. And especially Luxembourg is pretty much the same lineup again. You know, it's seven songs instead of eight, but we have one less time and also Rafaela back.
And you can forgive them as a smaller country and as one that wants to keep some Luxembourgish content, I guess, or representation to who they send. It's not like the old days where they just pluck some famous singer from France and send them. Like, it's nice that they have that connection, and if that means, like you said, reusing talent year in, year out, if they've got a better song, and if they can win, sure, go for it. I agree.
In Austria, pretty much every artist who ever did well was in the national final before and lost. You know, like Conchita, like Udo, like Zoe, everyone.
I was going to say your favorite, Zoe.
Yes, our best. She's actually one of our best results in the recent years, so I'm looking forward to 2025 and see if we might get another top 10 since 2014. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, after 10 years, you're due.
Indeed, we are. But let's see, this is all way ahead. So enjoy Montesong. And we will have our very first official Eurovision song by then. It's crazy.
And we'll be back to talk about it.